Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hey, Jeanette. It's a new claim for Fina Wilson. I submitted the job form earlier, but she had to go on break in order for the transfer to take place. So, Fina, I have Jeanette on the line for you, ma'am.
Okay. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Fina. My name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Great to hear. And then just to verify, I have your contact number as 661-703-1937.
Correct.
And is this a cell phone or a landline?
My cell.
Okay. And then would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
I don't have an attorney.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay.
I have not signed anything.
Thank you. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member?
Myself.
Okay. And did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. What kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
It was like in October, November. It was November the 8th, 2023.
2023, okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with ovarian cancer?
Edward Allen.
And where did Dr. Allen practice out of?
He's in Bakersfield, California.
Okay. Is he on San Dimas Street?
Yes, Bakersfield Memorial Hospital.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Dignity Health.
It's called Bakersfield Memorial Hospital, Dignity Health, yes.
Okay. Yeah, Memorial Hospital. Okay. And that's on 34th Street.
Yes, it's I have the address if you need it.
Sure. 420.
It's 420-30. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we have the same address then. Okay. And then did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxers?
Like 3 times a month.
Okay. So 3 times a month, there's 12 months in a year. So 12 times 3 is about 36 times a year.
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what is your date of birth?
8/26/1982.
1982, thank you. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Just ovarian cancer.
Pardon?
Just ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were not diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Yes.
You were?
And ovarian cancer.
Okay. So yes or no, were you diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any friends or family members who are also affected by hair relaxers?
I probably do.
Okay. I will send you a text. Once we're done with my contact number, feel free to pass it along, okay?
Okay, what did I just tell them?
Just let them know, hey, if you use hair relaxers and you've been diagnosed with a cancer, you may be eligible for a claim.
Okay.
And then feel free to pass my number along. And what state did you use hair relaxers?
In California.
Okay. And when did you first start using hair relaxers?
It was in 2015.
Okay. 2015. And when did you stop using hair relaxers?
Just last year, 2023.
Okay. And did you, how many consecutive years were you using hair relaxer products?
As in,
did you ever
from
stop?
What brand?
Or
yeah, after I stopped.
No, so from 2015 to 2013, did you ever stop using hair relaxers? 2023?
No, it was from 2015. Yes. That, I didn't use it no more.
Okay, but did you use it continuously or consecutively during those years? Okay.
Yes.
So then from 2015 to 2023, that's about 8 years. So did you use it consecutively 8 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you using hair relaxers at home, in a salon?
At home.
Okay. And what brand did you use?
It was the Dark and Lovely brand.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then this question's a little confusing, so let me know if you want me to repeat it. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxers regularly for at least 1 year?
I started noticing probably like 2 years.
So were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxers regularly for at least 1 year? 1 year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And then what kind of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy.
Okay. Okay. And was that, were you treated by Dr. Edward Allen?
Yes.
Okay. And what, when was your first treatment date?
November 15,
2023. Okay. November 15th, 2023. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And how do I spell your first name?
F as in Frank, E as in Eric, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple.
Thank you. And then how do I spell your first name?
F as in Frank, E as in Eric, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple.
Sorry, I meant last name.
W as in Willie, I as in Igloo, L as in Larry, S as in Sam, O as in Octopus, N as in Nancy.
Thank you. And for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
430-51-8314.
430-51-8314.
Correct.
Okay, and I have an email address here for you, your first name, last name, 17@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and what is a good mailing address for you?
2804 Mount Vernon Avenue, Bakersfield, California, 93306.
Thank you. And is there an apartment number or building number or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have any medical records to support your date of diagnosis?
Day at the hospital.
Okay. And do you have any copies of those medical records, or you know how to obtain them?
I don't have any copies. Day at the hospital.
Okay. But you're aware that, but you know that your medical records exist at the hospital?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And if requested, could you provide copies of them through mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes, let me get the number.
Okay.
It's 1-832-879-0982.
0982?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay.
Do you know how much longer we have?
I'm almost done. Let me just verify. I have your date of diagnosis, November 8th, 2023. Is that correct?
Say it again.
I have the date that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer down as November 8th, 2023.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and then... And then what was the name of your emergency contact?
K as in kite. Kerry. Just call her Kerry. K-E-R-I.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm going to send over documents through DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Let me just verify that I have the correct date of birth. I have your date of birth as August the 26th, 1982.
Correct.
Okay, great. And you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxers?
Correct.
Okay. And I have that you first started using hair relaxers 2015 and you stopped using them in 2023?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I will get those documents sent over to you shortly. I will also send you a text message from my desk number. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out, as well as feel free to pass my number along to anyone else you know who was injured from hair relaxers, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
You have a great rest of your day, and those documents will be in your inbox shortly, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.